This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doctor. Actually, it's the Dr. Dahlia and Snappy Show today. I got a co-host today. Snappy is with us. I know. Boo. We hate Snaps. I know. Sorry, guys. Yeah, it's my two-month-old kitten. She came to work with us, and apparently she wants a co-host, so she's in studio with us. Absolutely wreaking havoc. So thank you for joining the Dr. Dahlia and Snappy Show. Snappy was a concern that we aren't really bringing up a lot of pet sort of stories, and so I found this headline. Apparently there's a Chicago vet who is warning that our pets are getting high on pot and becoming sick. Remember we talked about this months ago where the more of us that smoke pot, more of us, I don't, but, you know, I mean, honestly, if this cat doesn't let me sleep, I'm going to have to turn to something. We were talking about how the cats are eating the brownies or they're, you know, breathing in the smoke, and we're having animals coming into vets stinking and high on pot. So according to Fox 32, said, careful with those pot brownies, cookies, and marijuana buds, because your pets apparently feed that, or they find them appealing, and then they feed. Excuse me. A Chicago veterinarian told Fox 32 they're seeing a spike in pot pops. And I wonder, I'd like to know about the addiction. I mean, does your animal then get addicted? They will find whatever they want wherever it is, especially if it's chocolate or cookies. There's been an unexpected side effect of legalizing marijuana, they said, in Illinois for medical purposes, and that's a number of pets are getting high and very sick on pot. I would say over the last 3-4 weeks, we've seen a higher case load of dogs who've ingested marijuana, according to Dr. Hoffberg. And quit giggling. That's not funny. Everybody's like, oh, I want to see my dog drunk. That's not funny, okay? The body can't handle it. Depending on the size of the dog and how much they've eaten, symptoms can range from just being quieter to a drunken walk to trouble breathing or even getting up. In mild consumption cases, they say give a dog 12 to 24 hours and the THC will leave the system on its own. But for more severe cases, they may have to stay overnight in a doggy hospital and have a lipid solution from an IV. They say the symptoms can stump pet owners who right away can't put a finger on why their animal might be acting strange, but vets know exactly what they're looking for. Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's I gotta say, not ignorance is bliss. Knowledge is so much power. You know, you see this before, and the dog comes in, and everyone thinks their dog's in renal failure or liver failure or you know, rabies. And it's like, no, you're just high on pot. And they're like, but I don't smoke. I gotta tell you, one positive side effect of marijuana becoming legal is that people will hopefully be not as afraid to admit it. You know, because they won't fear going to jail. Although I wonder if pet control agencies would have an issue with you. They say doctors at MedVet aren't here to play police. They want owners to feel comfortable explaining misplaced pot may explain their pet's bizarre behavior. And by the way, if I was, let's say, a veterinarian, I would not think it was your fault with the misplacement. I would blame the dog. And I tell you why. Because we have things completely locked up away in cupboards, and our dog knows exactly where to get the eats that he wants to. You know, so for example, okay, I was hanging out with Terry Ray Elmer from KBC, and I came back and I was hungry because I didn't really eat anything. And my husband had some ribs. He had gone out to dinner with my son and came back, and there were some ribs that I could kind of schmutzka, you know, that's where you kind of nibble off the rest of the meat. So I did. he saved me a couple with meat. And so here I am, I'm chowing down on the ribs, and I give the dog one, and I'm like, okay, you know what? Let me put these other ones, you know, away for another day. As I was trying to put them away in the fridge, he knew exactly what I was doing, knew exactly what shelf, and was up in there getting the ribs. Okay, so animals are smart. So if you were the father of the patient and the mother going, look, I swear I didn't, I'd be like, look, I get that, okay? These are what the animals do, but you need to be more careful. They say, in fact, with more conditions being added to the list, just last month, post-traumatic stress disorder and terminal illness, they think more and more pets are going to accidentally ingest because more Americans are obviously using marijuana. Illinois was in the top 10 states for post-ingestion calls to ASPCA's Poison Control Hotline in 2015. California, New York, and Pennsylvania topped that list. So overnight treatment for severe cases, if they're getting a lipid IV, I'd like to find out more why lipids. That's interesting. It's expensive. And they say your bill could run into the thousands of upwards of $3,000 for an overnight stay because your dog got into the pot. And, you know, some of you let your dogs do it. You know, I mean, you may say, okay, you know what, let's just, you know, see what happens. No, that's not, no. Okay? You could get in trouble, okay? Don't be doing that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot of stories to cover. By the way, I'm not done with marijuana, but very, very interesting. One of you had posted on Facebook that there's going to be a MacGyver movie. Now, immediately, I started salivating because I had a big crush on Richard Dean Anderson. I love, what a dun 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 dun. Right, was that the MacGyver song? Yeah. I don't know. Okay, anyway. Okay, I got to find the MacGyver song. Maybe, Daniel, if you could find the MacGyver theme song for next segment, I would love you. Anyway, or love that. Love that. Oh, I could get fired. Sorry, Daniel. Okay. Anyway, the MacGyver movie, I would be excited about. Okay, he doesn't look like MacGyver. This kid that is going to be playing MacGyver is, I think I saw him last on the X-Men movies. And, yeah, he's a little bit of a smart aleck, but, no, he's no Richard Dean Anderson. So, guys, please be careful. I think you kind of messed up on the Tarzan movie, and now you're going to be doing a MacGyver movie with somebody who doesn't look like MacGyver? That's going to be a problem. I don't know. Can't anybody create somebody new? Okay, you can't replicate MacGyver. I do like the idea of bringing him back because my kids don't understand. Or, you know, I'll talk to the students. I teach at Toro University, and I'll tell the students, you know, I love MacGyver medicine. And they were like, huh? What? I go, MacGyver. Huh? I can't forget it. You were an egg when he was around. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My name is Jay. I'm 26 years of age, and I just want to thank the makers of the One Old Whey protein powder. After having chronic abdominal pain and pressure for months, I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis. The medical doctor told me there was nothing I could do to treat it other than taking pain and nausea medication. Then I came across an ad for One World Whey on the radio and read the claims that it can help with all types of inflammation. I took the One World Whey protein powder every day for a month, and the chronic pain and pressure sensations went away completely. And I never took the pain or nausea meds. To this day, my intestines are free of pain.
Nature is kind. When we consume foods we're designed to eat, then she gives back health when it was once lost. One World Way consistently supports the body's production of glutathione and overall repair. Glutathione stops inflammation, removes heavy metals, and toxins of all kinds. When inflammation is gone, the body can complete its healing process. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Oh, man. All right, well, that kind of stinks. Where's my pickle? Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. I already fired my co-host, Snappy. I don't know where she is. She's up in the fake tree. That's trying to find. So Snappy is already fired. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, by the way, Daniel, do you have my favorite theme song from the 80s? All right, let's rip it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I can feel the sexiness. This is the MacGyver theme song. Dun, dun. Oh, yeah. Here we go. Here comes the big bridge. Here we go. Oh, wow. I used to get so excited with MacGyver. Hold on. Keep it playing. I love this. This is great. Dun-dun-dun, 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 dun-dun-dun. Okay, this is where he turns around and he smiles. Okay, I think he's smiling right now. And then I think his shirt is on. When is his shirt off? I don't think he ever took his shirt off. Okay, there's the bubble gum. There's the Q-tip. Okay, and then he makes a bomb. And then I think there's the other, you know, they got to show the other people in the show that nobody cares about. Okay, we're coming up to the end of the part, which is my favorite part of the song. Oh, how cool. Okay, thank you. That was a MacGyver theme song. Oh, thank you, Daniel. Woo. Oh, man, I feel like a 16-year-old again. Oh, my toes are all tingly. I don't know. I don't even know where Richard Dean Anderson is. We need to get him for an interview. Although I probably wouldn't interview him. I would just be like, oh, you are so dreamy. I don't know how old he is. I think he's in his 60s. Oh, I don't know. Okay, Snappy, what do you think? Oh, she's going after the microphone. All right, well, let's just get back to work. Oh, that was a nice whoop blast from the past. That just blows my mind. See, my kids don't. I'm going to make them see the reruns of MacGyver. They have to. It's brilliant. You know what I liked about MacGyver? And I know we got to move on, and there's a lot of stuff to talk about, but I think what I liked is the thinking outside the box. Okay, I couldn't do that. Just give me a problem, tell me how to fix it, and I will follow the law to a T. I will do exactly what needs to be done. Instead, he has all this chemistry background and physics background and sexiness, and he's able to make bombs. There was like one scene where he was in an igloo. Gosh, I had good dreams about that one. I don't know, but you know what? He got out of an igloo. Not that, I don't know, igloos are supposed to be such a death trap. I don't remember it. But either way, I think he was all freezing and shivering, and I'm like, oh, use my body heat, MacGyver. Use my body heat. And my mom was so mad at me because, you know, she thought that a lot of the comments I was making towards the TV screen about MacGyver were inappropriate. Okay, girls don't talk like that. I go, but Mom, it's MacGyver. And she's like, I like Clark Gable. I'm like, oh, yes. Please. Okay, anyway. 1-877-DOCTOR-1877. I gotta give you guys a question before I give you the number. Yeah, do you think MacGyver is sexy? Okay, actually, I would like to, if any of you are listening, I would like to hear from you if you smoke pot. And if you agree with the fact that the more marijuana you smoke and the more often you smoke it, the less prescription medications you need to be on. We were going to talk about this a little earlier in the week. They say physicians wrote significantly fewer prescriptions, which, by the way, I have been talking about for a while. But this really highlights on painkillers. Physicians wrote significantly fewer prescriptions for painkillers and other medications for elderly and disabled patients who had legal access to medical marijuana. They said Medicare saved more than $165 million in 2013 on prescription drugs in the District of Columbia and 17 states that allowed cannabis to be used as medicine. This is according to Fox News. They said if every state in the nation legalized medical marijuana, the study forecast that the federal program would save more than $468 million a year on pharmaceuticals for disabled Americans and those 65 or older. Okay, see, this is very, very interesting. Okay, see, they're making this. You see how they're doing that? They're like, you know, we could save more than $468 million. You know, if you just fire all the doctors, you'll save a lot of money too. If you close down all the clinics, if you don't allow people to go to the, you'll save money too. So just legalizing marijuana, I think what we need to look at is the flip side, okay? But I have to admit, many of my patients were not on multiple blood pressure medications, were staving off the diabetes, were not using anxiety medications, sleeping medications to that degree. So there is something to this. I just wouldn't start getting excited about saving money. Okay, I'm sorry, my co-host is now messing with the computer. Okay, you really need to go bye-bye. Yeah. You want to say something? No, that's your pause. Say something. Say hi. But she wants a MacGyver song. No, no MacGyver song. Oh, you know the song I like? I like the meow, 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 meow one. The meow mix from the 80s. We're going to do that one show. We're just going to, like, stick to the topic of the 80s and all the real cool commercials and all the real cool jingles, you know? And I'll just play all of them. I'll drive Daniel and Tom and everybody crazy. Okay, so anyway, they say no health insurance, including Medicare, will reimburse for the cost of marijuana. Of course not. And they say medical cannabis is legal right now in 25 states in the District of Columbia. They say the new study, published July 6 in Health Affairs, was the first to ask if there's any evidence that medical marijuana is being used as medicine. And when states turned on medical marijuana laws, we did see a rather substantial turn away from FDA-approved medicine. Again, guys, I would say please use caution looking at that data. As the states were legalizing marijuana, Obamacare insurance, these insurance on the healthcare exchanges, were going up in cost and deductible. Okay? All right, I don't smoke pot. But if you look at my medical use of medical insurance over the past 2 years, I hardly went to the doctor. That wasn't because of marijuana that I don't use. It's because my deductible went up to, what, $12,000? So it didn't make sense for me to go to the doctor because it was going to cost too much money. So anyway, so they what they did is researchers, I guess, analyzed Medicare data from 2010 to 2013. For drugs approved by the FDA, whether it was for pain, depression, nausea. They expected to see fewer prescriptions for FDA-approved drugs that might treat the same conditions. Like, they say, except for glaucoma, doctors wrote fewer prescriptions for all 9 ailments after medical marijuana laws took effect. Okay, wait a second. They might have also written less prescriptions because they had less patients coming in. The number of Medicare prescriptions significantly dropped for drugs that treat pain, depression, anxiety, nausea, psychosis, seizures, and sleep disorder. For pain, the annual number of daily doses prescribed per physician fell more than 11%. Okay, and you see where that's going. And we called it, you know, years ago, that they're going to legalize marijuana and hope that this whole pain pill opioid addiction goes away because everybody will be smoking pot. A 2014 study found that opioid overdose death rates were averaged nearly 25% lower in states where medical marijuana was legal. Chronic or severe pain is considered a primary indicator for medical marijuana in most states. Now mind you, okay, one challenge I see with patients and with pain is the pain medicine only does so much and then you get used to it. So I love having alternative options for pain, chiropractic, OMT, acupuncture, massage, heat therapy, cold therapy, and then even marijuana. You have somebody who has such recalcitrant pain, I don't mind them smoking marijuana as long as they're not getting behind the, you know, a wheel of a car or, going to leave the stove on in their house with the gas on and, you know, cause any harm. I love the idea of there being a buffet of options so that people just don't use the one option. I mean, you know, we could really fight opioid addiction if one day the pain is treated or controlled by acupuncture, one day it's controlled by physical therapy, one day massage, one day marijuana, and maybe 2 days of the week the pills. Okay, then you could have, but it doesn't work that way. Okay, it doesn't. I mean, in a perfect state, that would be wonderful. But most people are like, look, yeah, the acupuncture did help. This helped, but temporarily, I still need something for the pain. So marijuana, they could smoke, they could fall asleep, and that could prevent one or two dosages during that time frame that the marijuana is giving them their relief. But have we studied all the ramifications from marijuana? Have we looked at all the Department of Transportation data? Have we looked at what's been going on with kids? Have we looked at long-term brain effects? Now, there was a study that came out talking about marijuana preventing against Alzheimer's. Now, this could be a very easy, quick study, people. Find people who, you know, find a group of individuals who were very avid marijuana users. Okay, take a look and see as they age throughout the decades if they developed Alzheimer's. And if the majority of them did not, this could be pretty, you know, pretty significant. So we need to do a lot more studies, but something like this is unfortunately very slanted, saying, look, we'll save money if we allow more marijuana. But what about depression? What about, you know, there's a variety of other things that unfortunately marijuana does cause. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, a very startling report came out in Health Headlines where a third of us have absolutely no idea what a normal poo-poo looks like. Now, I have taught you guys over and over and over again what our poop should look like, and apparently it's not sticky. And so we need to talk about this. They say one third of people have no idea what normal poop should look like, and 62.7% knew that a healthy stool was I guess, okay, I need to go through the Bristol stool chart. Remember the Bristol stool chart? I posted this many, many times on my show. And it's such a concern, because if your stool, say, is bad, it could be a sign that you have bowel cancer, GI cancer, colon cancer, etc., stomach cancer. And so you need to know the color, you need to know the consistency, and you have to be watching it. Your doctor, they may take a stool sample, but they're not actually looking at it float in the toilet. They're not looking at the shape. When you do a stool sample, it's a little misshapen. Okay? And they don't, you know, and a big issue when it comes to colon cancer, you know, whenever we're being screened by the gastroenterologist or the medical doctor or the medical provider, they always go, all right, any changes in your stool? And you're like, well, any changes in the stool? So, well, yeah, it was always kind of, you know, soft, and now it's starting to get hard. And the stool's been hard for the last year or two. Well, sign of constipation? That could be a sign that there's a mass. Or my stool was always kind of brown, and then now it's kind of blackish. Well, that could mean that there's blood. Remember, dark stool. That could be blood in the stool. But blood in the stool coming from upper GI. Okay, when blood is black, that means it's been sitting around for a while, right? Any of you that got a scab, you know, you start bleeding, then all of a sudden the blood turns black because, you know, it oxidizes, and when it's close to air, it changes color. So when you have black stool, all right, and we determine that the blackness is not from Pepto-Bismol, which can cause black stool just in and of itself because it changes the color, but because of the blood, then, you know, we surmise that this is something that's either been sitting in your bowel for a long time, or more likely coming from upper, like the stomach, like an ulcer, or possibly a bleed from either esophageal cancer, gastric cancer, etc. So we don't like to mess with stool. Now, you know, look, I don't want to worry you. I mean, every now and then I'll eat some spinach, and my poop will be dark green, and that will scare the living daylights out of me. I remember calling the doctor when I was in college. I was young, because I had gone to I don't know if it was a birthday party or something, and I had a Cookie Monster cake, and there was a cake where the frosting was Cookie Monster, so it was a very, very blue cake. And then for days my stool was aqua. It was very odd. I was so scared. I didn't know what the heck happened. Okay, so anyway, so when we go to the Bristol stool chart, what they do is they give you a chart. I really wanted to have this up in my office, but everybody would have been giggling with it. You look at the chart and you point and go, okay, what does your poop look like? So type one are these little separate hard lumps, like little nuts. They're hard to pass. You know where you sit on the potty? I do this all the time. I sit there, okay, and then like after like an hour, I'm like, really, that's all? Just a little tiny baby, little, you know, poopa piece? I mean, just a little nut? Those are called type 1. That's obviously a sign of some severe constipation. The next one, well, this is very painful to pass, okay? And, you know, many of you guys are like, oh, my gosh, I felt like I was ripping. It's where the poop is sausage-like, but it's very lumpy. And that's when all the lumps are kind of coalesced. And it's a very painful poop to pass. Again, another sign of constipation. My butt is hurting just us talking about it. Then there's type 3. Type 3 is a little softer. It's more like a sausage. There's some cracks on the surface. Okay, that doesn't seem to be as bad as type 1 or type 2. Then you have type 4, which is like a sausage or snake, but it's very smooth or soft. These are nice stools, okay? However, just because you have type 4 stool doesn't mean you're in the clear. Another thing your doctor or medical provider may ask you is, is your stool changing shape? So if you usually pass very soft, worm-like stools that are larger, and all of a sudden now they're like pencil thin, that could be a problem and a sign of hemorrhoids or a mass. But we like it smooth and soft. Then you have the soft blobs that are kind of clear cut. Those are the ones that kind of make some sounds a lot of times, okay? And that's type 5. Then you have fluffy pieces with ragged edges and mushy. That's type 6. And then, I'm sorry if you guys are eating, then you have type 7, which is watery, no solid pieces, and entirely liquid. So Deborah Gordon, according to Daily Mail, is a poopologist, a poo-ologist, and is now calling for people to seek medical help if they have concerns over their bowel habits. Okay? I personally prefer the middle ones, the middle of the road, you know, like type 4 and 5. And I think that's what most specialists do. A survey was commissioned by specialists of coloplasts, and they asked 2,000 adults to identify their most common poo shapes in relation to the Bristol stool chart. So, I mean, not a very expensive test, right? You just, you know, study. Just go, okay, point the chart. The most common type of stool among 58% of the people was a healthy stool in the form of a smooth sausage-shaped dropping, type 4. Yay, that's my poop. Woohoo! The most, around 17% of people claimed that their stool looked like the normal type 3, like a sausage but with cracks, so that means they're probably constipated. 14.5% identified the types of poo that indicated constipation. Also, we don't drink enough water. You know, we may sip some Diet Coke or coffee. Are we really getting in our fluids? In order to have poop that's less hard, and I've taught you guys about why, you know, dry poop is a sign of constipation. But one of the main jobs of your colon is to absorb water from your food. So after your food goes through the mouth and then the esophagus and the stomach with the stomach acid, and then through the intestine where the nutrients get absorbed, by the time it gets to the colon, the small intestine is so busy absorbing nutrients that the colon's job is to absorb the water. So if you're constipated and not passing your stools regularly, then your colon just continues to do its job like a factory, like an assembly line. So it'll keep churning it and sucking out water and churning it and sucking out water and churning it and churning it to the point that you have like the little dry, cracked poops. Okay? Looks like Death Valley sometimes. Okay, then they say, we're still talking about the world's poop. Leave me alone. The separate hard lumps of type of the droppings were 4.4%. That's very bad. Just under 5% said they had type 5, where it was soft blobs. Meanwhile, 4.6% took a selfie and showed, they identified the fluffy dropping 6, and luckily only 0.8% said it was just straight out water. That's because many of you guys, you know, you panic. And so then you unfortunately, or then you go to the medical provider going, look, I'm, you know, passing water. Obviously something's not right. And remember, why does the colon do that? It's because it's trying to get it out of the system. It has fluid on purpose to flush you out. Unfortunately, you could become very, very dehydrated. So if you had, let's say, bowel cancer, what could be some signs of it? Well, blood. But sometimes you don't always see the blood. A change in your bowel habit that lasts 3 weeks or more. If you start to lose weight, if you're very tired for no obvious reason, or if you even have pain in the abdomen area or lumps, etc. So what you need to do is you need to make sure you're regularly exercising. You need to make sure that you drink plenty of water. They say 30 minutes after eating is most likely the time for the bowel to work. I guess it's a gastrocolic response. So eating will set waves of activity in motion. You are not going to poop what you just ate. You will poop what you had eaten a couple days ago. You need to be very careful with medicine for constipation. Some medicines will constipate you. Pain pills will constipate you. There's a lot of medicines that are out there. You're supposed to be drinking about 6 to 8 cups of water a day, unless your doctor tells you otherwise because you have CHF or another condition. But you need to make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids. You also have to make sure you're passing the gas. If you try to hold the gas in, okay, then things don't move. And if you do feel the need to poop, you got to go. Eating fiber. Fiber helps, but sometimes too much fiber can unfortunately also cause sluggish bowel. So you want to sit down with your GI doctor or nutritionist to figure that out. And don't forget exercise. All right, guys, don't go away. I got to go poop.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Remember, we are collecting blood on National Blood Donation Week and National Blood Donation Day, even though if you could donate now, please do, as we've been reporting blood bank shortages throughout the country. Summertime is a very difficult time, and many of us that have traveled to Mexico or the Caribbean can't donate blood for at least a month because of the possible Zika exposure. So if you want to host a blood drive, we would love for that, and we will help make that as easy as possible. So please contact us at NationalBloodDonationDay.com. or drdahlia.com, and we can help you set that up. All right, so a lot of buzz in the news about Medicaid cuts and people concerned that it's going to force more doctors out of business. I guess the Alabama Medicaid Agency is cutting enhanced reimbursement payments next month, which could cost some pediatricians and family doctors 30 to 40% of their bottom line. The state made the announcement this week after the general fund budget that passed in the spring came up $87 million short of what Governor Robert Bentley said was needed to fund the Medicaid program. That includes the reimbursement for a 25-minute doctor's office visit, dropping from $101 to $67, and a 30-minute hospital visit from $100 to $57. Dr. Kenneth Elmer, who has, I guess, served children in the West Birmingham area as a pediatrician for 30 years, said a large percentage of his patients are on Medicaid. He says, what happens when you cut the primary care payment down below the operating costs in the office, then you start letting staff go. You ultimately have to decide, I am going to retire. He believes that if additional Medicaid funding is not found, many pediatricians around the state will be forced to close up shop. Ultimately, all these kids, instead of having a medical home, they will wind up in the ER or in an urgent care center for things that I guess have been left unattended for a long time because they could not go to had a doctor to go to. So ultimately, it turns out it's going to be a more expensive way to give worse care to children. So these are Medicare cuts in Alabama. I'm sure many states are Medicaid cuts. I'm sure many states are considering Medicaid cuts as well. So look at how they have an $87 million shortfall. Okay, what happened? I don't know the particular finances of the Alabama's budget. But what I do know is once the Affordable Care Act decided to expand Medicaid, okay, very easy to say and do, and very easy to rally support for. I was in support for that. I didn't like the Affordable Health Care Act at all. The Affordable Care Act, I didn't like it at all, but I did like the idea of expanding Medicaid for people who were poor and for kids, obviously, that lost their jobs and needed medical attention urgently. Unfortunately, where does that money come from when you're in the dead of a recession? So now you've expanded Medicaid. You have more people going on Medicaid. You have less people actively looking for jobs because they've been out of work for so long. So now you have more population qualifying for Medicaid. Something's got to give. All right, well then we need to cut costs. So what we're going to do is we're going to pay doctors less. Okay, and many people, they really will not, you know, play a violin for us doctors or boo-hoo. But remember, I stopped taking Medicaid a long time ago, and I hate to admit it, but I have to be honest with you guys. I mean, there's no, you know, bones about it. They weren't paying, but that wasn't the final part of it. And remember I told you they sent a blanket letter to everybody that didn't even have my name on it saying, we think we overpaid many of you, and we want you to audit your own accounts and send us overpaid payments, and if you don't, we will audit your account. And I go, first of all, here's all the information, and second, not only did you not overpay us, but you haven't paid us on $50,000 in claims. And when I looked at that, I was like, our biller's like, what do we do? And at that point, I had already started to, I had to hire more staff. I mean, we really couldn't be operating at a $50,000 a year loss having all the Medicaid patients that we had. And I had to make a financial decision. I hated doing that because I went into medicine, you know, taking anybody, and I was doing things for free at 10 o'clock at night. I was on the phone for hours, not coming home to my baby because Stone was just a baby at the time, because I was giving free advice on the phone, which is one of the reasons why I started radio. So I could get free advice on the radio. I had to stop doing it at the office. It was, you know, you do free work all the time when insurance doesn't pay. But, you know, the active free work I was doing, you just couldn't do anymore. I mean, I had to be a business person. I was owning, operating, I was hiring staff. I had to pay for their health insurance. I had to pay for workers' comp. I had to pay, you know, so I very honestly, you know, am admitting that I had to stop, taking Medicaid. And it was very, very frustrating for me. Another thing that was very frustrating was Medicaid would be pending, and these patients, they were sick, they needed to be seen. And we were always kind of warned, you know, look, a Medicaid pending patient, you may not get paid. But really, I am going to turn away a sick kid or a woman with a fever or a man who has an abscess because Medicaid could take a month to approve him? No, I'm going to see him. So a lot of the Medicaid pendings you saw for free. So it was very easy to work for free with Medicaid. When I'm looking at some of the reimbursement rates, I was like, wow, I never got paid anything like that for Medicaid. So that's pretty impressive. But it does get to a time when a medical provider has to say, I can't do it. Now, what's going to happen is big institutions, okay, who could absorb the loss more will probably be the only ones that are able to offer Medicaid. Yeah, it's frightening. You know, a lot of times what Medicaid or Medicare paid, everybody says, gosh, you know, the reimbursement is good. Not when they only pay 2 out of every 5 claims. I mean, same code, same type of patient, same diagnosis. Medicare would not pay on one, but they'd pay on the other. So 2 out of every 5 claims, it was very frustrating. Writing off urinalysis and strep tests and you're doing stuff for free. So you may say, oh wow, that office visit sounds like a lot of money. If they get that, okay, and then if they do, is the urine covered? Is the vaccination covered? What else is covered and what isn't? And you know, we had been through so many Medicare expert billers and Medicaid expert billers and it didn't, no. So, and then you have doctors that really don't want, you know, an audit. It's one thing if, you know, that population is supporting your practice and you're able to, but I mean, if you're not making money and an audit could, you know, for example, there was an audit where one of the tests, apparently a very common trick of the trade with Medicare or Medicaid is you code for different services. So like, for example, there was a doctor who was doing treadmills. And when you do a treadmill test in the office, this wasn't our office, we couldn't afford a treadmill. I mean, I have a treadmill at home, but I mean, I don't have patience on it by any means. So he would do a treadmill test, and there's multiple things you do with a treadmill test. And there's multiple things you could actually code for. Well, the insurance company decided to, Medicare, I believe, decided to say, you know what, we're going to bundle this. So all this money we paid you over the years for that one service within the treadmill test, you have to pay us back. Okay, I would rather they wouldn't, you know, they would tell us straight out that they're not going to pay us to begin with. So this one doctor had to come out $30,000-$40,000 out of pocket, and this was money that went to other partners that had later left the practice. So Medicare did the same thing with us when it came to urinalysis tests. They go, all those urinalysis you ran for blood pressure and diabetes and bladder infections, etc., it's bundled. So you need to pay us back. Now, luckily, it was only in the hundreds of dollars range. But I'm like, I wish you would have never paid us. If you don't want to pay for a urine test, then don't. But to be paid and then years later have to come back and pay the government back, I mean, how many doctors are going to put up with that? So now we're seeing these cuts, and you're thinking about the poor kids, and you're thinking about, and you can't do it. Not to mention, we're getting older. We medical providers, I can't see 60 people in 12 hours anymore. I mean, it was getting difficult seeing 25, and we're talking 25 family practice patients with multiple problems in a day. That gets difficult, and then on top of that, you have EHR, and you have to be typing and clicking. Very cumbersome. So we'll keep you posted as we hear more. All right, Snappy and Dr. Dahlia, we're out.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems.
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.